Atamarie. The Silver Ferns coach, Dame Nolene Dodua, wants to turn Karen Berger into an in-circle defender and will start the process in tonight's first test against England in Hamilton. Berger has primarily played outside of the circle at wing defence for the Central Pulse, but Dodua says they have a lack of depth at goal defence.
Karen is one that I've sporadically sometimes moved her over, you know, to a goal defence, but also know that she's still learning there. So I want to consolidate Karen in the circle, in the defensive unit.
Sam Winders and Claire Kirsten will play at wing defence for the Silver Ferns in this week's three-test series against the English. And that was coach Dame Nolene Dodua of the Silver Ferns. The world last year for missing three doping tests. The All Blacks will be on guard for a Chiefs-style ambush when they take on the Wallabies on Saturday night in Sydney. The Wallabies coach Dave Rennie led the Chiefs to back-to-back Super Rugby titles in 2012 and 2013. The All Blacks assistant coach John Plumtree has been impressed by what the Wallabies have produced under Rennie, and he's not surprised.
Their set pieces just got better, you know, they had a real crack at us at scrum time, you know, their line-out's functioning well. You know, they're aggressive defensively and, you know, they've stressed us many occasions out wider and we've had to scramble pretty hard in defence. They're a side that's prided themselves on probably never giving up.
John Plumtree. The All Blacks can retain the Bledisloe Cup with victory this weekend. Meanwhile, a Scotland winger, New Zealander Sean Maitland, has been dropped for this weekend's Six Nations rugby game against Wales following his breach of COVID-19 protocols while with the Barbarians team. The New Zealand cyclist George Bennett has improved three places to be 10th overall after the seventh stage of the Tour of Spain. Canada's Michael Woods won the stage as Ecuador's Richard Carapaz retained the overall lead. And the Black Caps seamer Matt Henry is in a race to be fit for the start of the international cricket season after breaking his thumb while training with Canterbury. He joins fellow Black Cap Henry Nicholls on the injury sidelines with New Zealand's first game, a T20 against the West Indies in Auckland at the end of next month. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.